It's a Slissen and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. This week's Parsha, Parshas Kisavo, and we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah starts off in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Aleph. V'hayo Kisavo el ha'aretz. When you'll enter the land, Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosein Lecha Nachala, that Hashem has given us as an inheritance, V'rishto V'yashavta Bo, and you'll go and you'll take possession of it. V'lakachta Mereishis Kol Pri Adama, and then you'll take the first fruit, and then you'll give it to the Kohen. And it's very interesting, if you look at the first Rashi in Parshas Bereishis, Bereishis Bara Elokim, says Rashi, why is it called Bereishis? Why Reishis? Shouldn't say Barishona. So Rashi says, quoting down from the Medrash, that we know that it says in Mishlei Pereches, Pasuk of Beis, Reishis Darko. That's referring to, obviously, the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and we want to follow His ways, as the Gemara tells us in Sota, and Daf Yedale, that we want to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu ways. And then Rashi quotes down from Yirmiyahu, Perek Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Reishis Tvuasa. Why was the world created? The world was created for Bikurim, this week's Parsha, the first mitzvah of the Parsha, the mitzvah of Bikurim, taking the first fruits and giving it to the Kohen. And the obvious question is, why was the world created for Bikurim? Question one. We know. Question two, the Gemara tells us in Brachos, Daf Chavav Amud Beis, why do we daven every day? So some machlokes, do we daven either because of the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or do we daven because of the Karbonos? And we spoke about in the past, when we were talking about the Avos, and we were talking about Yaakov Avinu, we quoted in a tziv, why Mariv, why nighttime represents Yaakov. However, there's a fascinating Medrash. The Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu saw b'nevuah that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. He saw b'nevuah that the Bikurim were going to cease. And therefore, he came along and said, we need to be mesakein tefillah. How does Bikurim, how does tefillah take the place of Bikurim? Question two. Question three. We know that right after the mitzvah of Bikurim, we have another mitzvah called Vidui Meiser. In the third year, they would go. The Torah tells us, Perech Chavav Pasuk Yudbeis Ki Techalel Aseret Kol Meiser Tvuascha B'Shana Hashlishis. In the third year, they would go and take off Meiser, give it to the Levi, and we have this mitzvah called Vidui Meiser. And Vidui Meiser, we go on to say by Vidui Meiser, that lo avarti mitzvosecha velo shachakti, I didn't pass over. I kept all your mitzvos and I didn't forget them. And it's called vidui. And whenever we think of vidui, we know slichos are coming up. Vidui is confession. Is this confession? It seems like a good thing. And further, it says at the end, right at the end of Sheni, it says in Perek Chavav Pasuk Tesvav, Hashkifa mimon kadshecha. Right, this is the pasuk that Kohanim say, ah, me and my father, and Bezuz Hashem, my boys, they're going to say, Hashkifa Mimon Kachecha. So why is it Vidui Meiser? Furthermore, we know that this week's parsha talk about the Toichecha, the rebuke. The Gemara tells us in Megillah and Daf Lamed Aleph, that you always say the rebuke before a holiday. You say the Toichecha before Rosh Hashanah. Why specifically are the mitzvahs of Bikurim and Vidui Meiser right before the Toichecha? Let's just review, make sure we got the questions in our back pocket. So I told my shiur this week that if you sit on the bus next to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, have something to talk about, you probably, he's not going to be in a bus, but if a big gadol was there, or anyone, you just want to say Torah over, you have it in your pocket. Again, question one. Why is Bikurim, the whole world was created for, racist to us? Question one. Question two. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Bikurim were going to be Nisvatel. They were going to be we were going to have a Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, Tefillah. We had Tefillah. Why does Bikurim have to do with Tefillah? And lastly, this mitzvah of Vidui Meiser. What is this mitzvah? And furthermore, why is it specifically before the Teichacha? So we're going to build that Yisod, because it's all about the Yisod. It's all about the foundation point. And you know, it's awesome because Deuteronomy 28, you know, my grandfather, Mr. Bloom, who was a big tzaddik, my father's father, he was a tzaddik, Zachrinu tzaddik, Kodesh Lebrocha, you know, he was involved in Chesed projects, and he was involved in Kingsway Jewish Center, a tremendous person. He was the guy that would help everyone. I remember making packages with my father and him. He was such a tzaddik. But, you know, we have in common, Baruch Hashem, my whole family, that we're Yankee fans, right? Yankee fans. We love the Yankees. But the thing that me and my grandfather used to fight about was the Jets, and I was a Giants fan. And it's amazing, because there was a running back a long time ago. His name was Curtis Martin, and his number was 28. And why was his number 28? Because before every single game, he would read Deuteronomy 28. What is Deuteronomy 28? Parshas Kisavo. I don't know if you knew it was Parshas Kisavo, but it was Parshas Kisavo. And why would he read it? Because he would be talking about all the blessings. And in the Hall of Fame, once me and my father went to the Football Hall of Fame, and on the Hall of Fame is his Bible. Ah, so the Hall of Fame is Kaddish. Yeah. So why am I talking about it? Because this is Parshas Kisavo. Parshas Kisavo, Deuteronomy 28. So, but what's the Yisod? How are we going to answer up all these questions? A lot of questions. Obviously, we have to tell some stories. But what's the Yisod? So I once heard from Rav Aryeh Leibowitz, right? I think he has the most shirim on YU Torah. He's almost up to 10,000 shirim. Unbelievable. He quotes B'Shem. I didn't see it inside, but he quotes B'Shem of Gedalia Yishor, who was one of the tremendous Bali Musar. And he has a safer court called Or Gedaliyahu. And he talks about, what is the idea of tefillah? The Gemara in Brachos, as we all know, says, if we don't know, we'll know it now. The Gemara says that tefillah is a very hard thing. People are mezalzel it. Why? Because again, it's hard to be involved in tefillah because we're saying the same tefillah all the time. You know, it's hard to focus, especially in our generation, it's hard to focus. And what are we doing with our tefillah? Comes along Rav Gedalia Shor and says, you know, everyone wants to work on their emunah. Everyone wants to have that faith in Hashem, the emunah, the bitachon. They want to get close to the Ribono Sholem. One way to do it, very easy. That when you daven, you realize that you're taking part in the emunah lesson. Just think about all the brachas. Rifa'enu. Obviously, a person needs to do his shtadlus. He needs to do what he can. He has to go to the best doctors. But at the same time, he has to realize that it's the Ribono Sholem in charge. Barech Aleinu. A person has to work hard for Parnasa. And it's about the work, the toil. As I spoke about with my shir, it's about the... not again, we're result-oriented, but it's about putting my lave into it. But it's about Rifa'enu, realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that could help, no one else. Revolvi writes... the great Bali Musa Revolvi, Ali Shor. I was once Zaycha. Me and my friend, we were going back to America after our Shana Aleph. And we decided we were going to go see Revolvi. We wanted to buy the Sefer. And I remember our Hebrew was really not good. And he just sat with us. Revolvi, I remember this. We sat at his table. He wasn't there yet. We sat with his wife. She knew a little English. And we were just conversing a little. Then he came in. The big Tzaddik. He was one of the biggest Bali Musa. He's give Chaburas, Revolvi, Ali Shor. And he just sat with us. He didn't understand a word we said. We didn't understand him. But just being in presence of a gadol is tremendous. And Revolvi writes in Ale Shor that if you want to have an emunah lesson, like we're saying now, all you got to do is daven. You know, Rav Samson Raphael Hirsch writes in 19 letters, he says an amazing thing. He says, there are 19 brachas in Shmona Esrei. You know what all these brachas represent? The priorities of life. You know, we get so busy, we get so involved, but these are the priorities. But realizing Rifa'enu as a tzibor, but we're connecting to the Ribono Sholem. Only Hashem can help us. So that's what tefillah is about. Tefillah is about an emunah lesson. You know, there's a machlokas. We know that part of the Bikurim is Hafrasha, is designating the first fruits. But there's also about Mikra Bikurim. We have this idea of Arami Ovidavi, you know, where we remember from the Pesach Seder that we were reliving it, that Lavan tried to destroy us. He tried to knock down Yaakov Avinu, and we go through the history. So why is that? Because we want to say that even when times were tough and things were hard, nevertheless, we were able to persevere. And that's what Bikurim represents, as the Chinuch says beautifully in this week's Parsha, that Bikurim represents Hakaras HaTov, the Emunah in Hashem, that we believe He's with us and He wants to help us. And even when things seem bleak and things are hard and we don't understand everything, we think we do, but we don't. That's the Emunah lesson of Tefillah. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Brachos, Yancha Hashem b'yom sara. We know there's an idea of Smichas Gula l'Tefillah, that we take the Geula and we put it next to Tefillah. Why? So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Yancha Hashem b'yom sara. We say in Tehillim that Hashem is going to answer us. That's what Tefillah is about. Tefillah is about working on our Emunah, getting close to Him. And that's Bikurim. Bereshis Bar Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for Bikurim, because Hashem wants us to bring Him into our lives. That's what it's about. Why Vidui Meiser? What is the idea of Vidui Meiser? So it's very interesting. Normally we view Vidui as confession. Over here, it's a different type of confession. It's a confession of realizing how much we could do. Yes, Emun is important. And we need to have the Emun in Hashem. Machlokas, we've shown him, it's a separate mitzvah. Is it a prerequisite to understand the Torah? But Vidui Meiser, as the Torah tells us, is about the Asiyas HaMitzvos. Lo Avarti MiMitzvosecha VeLo Shachakti. I want to show you, the Ribbono Shalom, that I do your mitzvahs. I love doing your mitzvahs. I want to perform. I want to do what I can. And we know we read the Teichacha. You know, there's a very famous pasuk, which we all know, and it says something amazing. It says in Perek Chavches, pasuk Mem Zayin, Tachas asher lo avadeto et Hashem Elokecha b'simcha u'betuv levov mirov kol. That because you did not serve Hashem with simcha, with gladness, realizing all the good of Hashem, that was, if you don't realize the good in Hashem, then you're going to be cursed. The Rambam takes this, and the Rambam brings it home, because he says in Hilchos Lulav, Periches, Halakha Tesvav, that the whole essence of the mitzvahs that we're talking about, that we want to do the mitzvahs correctly, as we say in Vidui Meiser, but it's about the simcha with the Ribbono Shalom, realizing how lucky we are to be part of this nation. You know, Kisavo, we're going in. What does it mean to go in? How much? My foot? Is it my whole body? So the Bali Musar explained that Kisavo is that I put myself totally in. I'm totally devoted. I'm there. I'm not getting distracted by anything. You know, there's a great mechanech. He's one of the biggest mechanechim. You know, everyone fights over being his Talmud Muvak. His name is Reb Noach Orluik. He's a tremendous mechanech. He's actually my Rebbe's Rebbe. He's tremendous. People... You know, I remember one time, me and my wife, we went to go see him. My Rebbe told me that you could take a picture and he could tell you every single thing of that child. And we brought a picture and he nailed it on the head. It was amazing. He learned it, again, he's telling so many people. He learned it from this thing called Blink. But a tremendous person. Now, when he's with his kids or his grandkids, he is totally focused. And my Rebbe once told me that he hopes every single time he's with his grandkids or his family that the phone rings. Why? Because he wants to be totally in. He wants to be totally devoted. Very nice and my phone's ringing. But right now I'm talking to my kid. I'm talking to my grandma. I'm totally into it. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I want you to be totally into it. Ki savu el haaretz. When you get to the land, you're in it. And that's what the mitzvahs are. Rashi brings down that we need to have hischadshus. Every time we do a mitzvah, there's a level of hischadshus that I want to get close to you, Hashem. But you need to do the mitzvahs besimcha. Reb Moshe Feinstein writes beautifully, a famous tshuva. found throughout all his writing. He wants to know, why was it that people went off the derech? They were moser nefesh for Shabbos. And he says something amazing. He says, because even though they were moser themselves for Shabbos, they didn't do it besimcha. And kids picked up on that. Again, it was a hard generation. You know, my wife just told me an awesome story in Small Miracles. It's amazing. You know, there was a girl, the parents didn't have any money, and they decided they were going to send off their daughter, Rosa. It's a small miracle. Ah, true. Right? They decided they were going to send off their daughter to America. They could only afford one ticket, and they were religious, and they were going to put her by family that wasn't so religious, and the father said to her, just remember, keep Shabbos. Keep Shabbos. And she's like, of course, what do you mean? I'm from, I keep Shabbos. She gets to America, and the family says, listen, you got to pay for the rent, and you got to make sure that you can keep up with it. And they keep on telling her, you got to work on Shabbos. And she's like, yeah, she comes up with all the excuses. One time she just, you know, she starts falling a little, it's hard. And then she decides that, okay, what am I going to do? They keep on putting pressure, maybe I need to work on Shabbos. But then in the back of her mind, she hears her father saying, dude, the mitzvah's besimcha, keep Shabbos. And she decided not to work that day. Finally, at the end, she decided to go back. Shabbos was over. She sat on a park bench the whole Shabbos, waiting for it to be over, not going to do any malacha. And when she came back, the family said, wow, thank God. And she said, what do you mean, thank God? I thought you were going to scream at me, yell at me, throw me out of the house. They said, no, you know what happened? In the factory that you worked, the clothing factory, there was a major fire. And the whole factory went up in flames and no one survived. And we knew you worked in that factory. She was saved. Why? Because she did the mitzvahs b'simcha. She needed to do it. And we hear so many stories. So many stories. Because it represents the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And He wants to do good for us. So that's why it's right before Rosh Hashanah. We read about Vidoy Meiser and the Bikurim. Because why? Bikurim represents the gratitude to Hashem. That Hashem has given me, Hashkifa Mimon Katshecha, that He's given me all this bounty, all this greatness. And it's very interesting by the Bikurim, there's a duality. Because on the one hand, by Bikurim, the Gemara in Brachos says that we bow down. But on the other hand, when a person goes and he does Bikurim, the Mishnayos and Bikurim talk about it, it's like a parade. They go and they bring the Bikurim, and there's like a whole parade, right? It's like a Yankee parade, right? When they win the World Series. Again, hopefully they're going to win, right? But it's, so what is it? Like you're putting yourself down, you're bowing down, they're shiftless, but at the same time, there's humility. At the same time, you're making a parade. Not a contradiction. Because when you have the shiftless and you realize that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have a parade because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, right, everyone has a minhag, that when the chassan and kala, they go down the chuppah, everyone stands. So there's different reasons why. It's either because the chassan kala, doyme lemelech and a malka, they're like a king and queen. But says it bar tenur, no. You know why? It's because they're going to do a mitzvah. And therefore we stand for them, right? Me, the shir we spoke about this week, the mitzvah, is there a mitzvah kedushin? Is there not? Is it to get to the mitzvah of puravu? Is there a separate mitzvah? But they're going to do a mitzvah maybe. So we have to be proud of our mitzvahs. That's what it's all about. We have to realize that we're in Elul. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, come close to me. I want this relationship. And we're starting slichus so soon. We're starting slichus 2 days away, and Hashem says, just do tshuva, just come close to me, be mamlich me. And the way you're going to be mamlich me is through the tefillah, through the davening. If you realize that it's an amunah lesson, because I'm here, I'm holding your hand, I'm here for you. But I also need you to be devoted. I need you to realize that you need to do it besimcha. Because if you do things in a real way and not a fake way, if you do things besimcha, it's going to have such an effect on yourself. I'm not just going through the motions, but I'm doing it to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have so many mitzvahs ahead of us. We're going to get to the shofar and the lulav and the dalaminim and the sukkah. Wow, it's amazing. But am I going to do it besimcha? That's Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, that the Bikurim represent Tefillah. Tefillah represents the idea of taking a step back and realizing that Hashem is the one in charge. Hashem decides everything. We're at the end of the year. I know it feels like we're going to the beginning of the year, but Rosh Hashanah is going to be the new year. We're at the end now. And we're showing Hashem we want next year to be an awesome year. We don't want the downs. We want the ups. We want this year to be great. And the only way we're going to do that is if we bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into our lives. So that's why it's right before the Teichacha. The Teichacha is telling us that we want to live with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He loves us so much. He cares about us so much. And if we do the mitzvahs b'simcha, our whole life will be different. It says when we put on our tefillin, v'aristich li li'olam. So I once heard from Rav Yisrael Reisman, one of the great rabbonim in Brooklyn, Torah V'das, why v'aristich li li'olam? Why not nisuin? Why erisin? Why the engagement period? Because the engagement is fresh, it's new. We want the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be new. We want it to be awesome. We want it to be everlasting. And that's what Bikurim represent. The idea on the one hand, shiftless, we bend down, realizing it's Hashem. But then we also have the parade, because we're involved in mitzvahs. Everyone should take this Parshas Ki Savo. I said with my shiur at the end of shiur, you know, for the next couple of days, take one small little thing in tefillah. One little bracha, a little more kavana. One little thing. You know, sometimes, the Chafetz Chaim writes this, sometimes we're in Shmona Esrei, and then we forget we're even in Shmona Esrei. We don't even know where we are. Right? And then you're like, oh, another one, I messed up. Thought about, you know, everything you're not thinking about, you start thinking about in Shmona Esrei. It says Rav Chafetz Chaim, that even if you're at the end of the Shmona Esrei, you still, you're at the end, but it doesn't matter. You still could come back, because that's what Hashem wants. Hashem, everyone could take a Kabbalah. Right? I told my Shir, you don't even have to tell me, it's between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Take upon yourself something small, and then bring greatness. Bezer Hashem, Ki Savo, let's be into it, and all in. Let's mamish build our relationships with men, ben odom l'chavero, ben odom l'makom to the Ribbono Shel Olam, ben odom l'atzmo to ourselves. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Parshas Ki Savo.